In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program, an important program for you here today. We're going to recognize and honor our veterans because coming right up this Tuesday, the 11th, is Veterans Day. And right around Veterans Day every year, I take that opportunity, first and foremost, to say thank you. Thank you so much for your service. We wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't have a country. We wouldn't have anything without you. So thank you very, very much. And I always take this opportunity to talk about a little known benefit called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. And it is for veterans and their surviving spouses. So I want to just unpack that today. Every single time I sit down with one of our senior care consulting clients, one of the first questions I ask is, are you a veteran, or was your spouse a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? We go through all of that. If the answer is yes, then we start to unpack that, because I think there are tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of veterans who could qualify for this benefit, and they literally just don't know anything about it. So I always discuss that with my clients at Senior Care Consulting. Today, I'm going to unpack it for you. So the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit, what it is, it's financial assistance to help veterans, and again, their surviving spouses, pay for the cost of senior care. It's very, very specific. So if you're a veteran, you're doing well, you're retired, and you're healthy, et cetera, you're like, hey, yeah, I want to sign up for that and have that money come in. Well, that's not this type of a benefit. You have to actually need care, be paying for care, and then they will pay for that. They'll pay a certain amount for that. So that's what this is all about. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. And I'll give you the list here in just a moment. There is a service requirement, and we have a financial criteria requirement. So there, let's just unpack all of this. Okay. So, and none of this is difficult. And if you have questions, give me a call. I'll be glad to answer any questions for you. Also, you could circle back and check out the podcast. I usually, we turn this radio broadcast into a podcast, usually the Monday or Tuesday after the broadcast. So you could also go back and re-listen to that as well. Okay, so the service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. Okay, so most folks that I know signed up for a four-year term. Okay. And it could be shorter than that, but at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one single day, at least one day during a period of war. Okay. And then not dishonorably discharged. So, you know, most discharges, it's an honorable discharge, but there could be medical discharges in there, a lot of other types of discharges, just not dishonorably discharged. Okay. And let me say this. I've had so many people say, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, dad served during war, but, you know, I mean, he was in San Diego, or he was in, you know, stateside with a logistics type of a role. And he didn't carry a rifle. He wasn't in the theater of battles. So that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you could have been in Okinawa, you know, guarding the base there. You could have been anywhere in the world, including United States, in some sort of a support type of a role. At least one day during a period of war, while you were signed up to be active duty, and you served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, the financial requirement. So a lot of people say, well, I think my income's too high. Well, don't bank on that. Okay. So your income, if your income is less than the cost of care, that would trigger the maximum payout, the maximum benefit. You know, let me give you an example. Well, Steve, I mean, I have an income. It's pretty solid. It's about $3,000 a month coming in. But we're paying about $6,000 a month for a home care provider, or we're paying about $7,000 a month for an assisted living community. Okay, well, in that case, your income, which is, you know, a nice $3,000 a month, it's less than what you're paying out for the cost of care. So don't automatically assume anything. Just check on the details here. Liquid assets. Now, this is one that we do need to check on. So we're not looking at your car and your house and all the stuff in your house. We're looking at liquid assets, checking savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, all of the stuff. Okay, so the number for 2025 is $159,240. And obviously that goes up a little bit every year. And I think they usually bump that up in December. I don't think it waits till January. I think it bumps up in December. But anyway, I'll let you know what the new number is for 2026 when it's released. But for 2025, $159,240. So that means if you have liquid assets at that number or below, then you could check the box of meeting that financial requirement. Now, Steve, you know, what if I have $180,000? That's okay. Pay for your care, and once you get down, spend that down to $159,240 or less, then you can check the box, and you would meet that particular financial criteria. And then there is a three-year look back. So similar to Medicaid, Medicaid's a five-year look back. There is a three-year look back. So if you have, you know, $500,000, and then last week you gave away, you know, $400,000 of it. You made a gift of $400,000. Oh, well, Steve, I only have $100,000 of liquid assets left. Well, that's not working. Okay. Don't do that. Don't try to game the system. This is for veterans and surviving spouses who qualify and who need the help here. Okay. So there is a 3-year look back, and they're looking for gifts at that point, just like they would for the Medicaid program. Okay. And then the activities of daily living. So what this is you must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. And so I'll give you the VA's list of six that they're looking for. And we're looking at bathing. So if you require assistance with your bathing or showering, okay, and it may be minimal assistance. It could be, you know, full assistance, but that's one of them. If you need help getting dressed and undressed, that's another one. Mobility and transferring. Maybe someone needs to help you move from point A to point B. Maybe walk with you with your walker, or maybe help you in your wheelchair for longer distances. That would be the mobility part of it. And then the transferring part, helping you maybe out of bed to your wheelchair, in and out of the shower, on and off of the toilet, in and out of your recliner chair. Okay. So that's help transferring, and that's the mobility part of it. Eating. So if you need help eating, that's another one. And then toileting. That's pretty self-explanatory right there. So if you require assistance with at least two of these, bathing, dressing, mobility, and transferring, they lump those together, eating and toileting. If you need help with two of those, boom, we just checked a box. Okay. So, Steve, I mean, I'm not sure about that. We're going to move to assisted living, or we have a home care provider coming in to help us out. All right. Well, that's great. If you are paying for care, either a home care provider to come in, you could easily check a couple of those boxes. And if you move to assisted living, you can absolutely definitely check a couple of those boxes, because they're going to help you with at least two of those things. And if you didn't need help with two of those things, then you probably don't need home care and you probably don't need an assisted living community. Does that make sense? So anyway, today the theme is just recognizing our veterans. Thank you so much for your service. We're talking about the VA aid and attendance benefits. And coming up next, I'm going to have the date of the period of war and then the big payoff. What does this program pay? But first, Senior Care Live question of the week. If you were married to a veteran but then got divorced, you will still qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit as the surviving spouse. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a good one, too. All right, here we go. If you were married to a veteran but then got divorced, you will still qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit as the surviving spouse. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Well, Steve, what do you mean? I put up with my husband for a long time, and we moved all over the place, and I was stuck with the kids, and I got really good at packing and unpacking. And yes, thank you. And thank you for your support, because I'll tell you what, spouses of a veteran, they did. They carried a very heavy load while the veteran was serving his or her country. So it's a really big deal. But for the purposes of qualifying for the VA aid and attendance benefit, divorce severs the flow of that benefit. Now, I've met a lot of people who divorced a veteran, they got remarried, and their new spouse is or was a veteran. And then so the bottom line is, if you're married to a veteran and then that veteran passes away while you're still married, and you need care, and you can check all of these other boxes, then there is a surviving spouse amount of benefit that flows to you. I'll get to that here in just a second. Hopefully that was just as clear as mud. So, all right. So we're talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit today. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of our veterans. God bless you. God bless your families. The Veterans Day is Tuesday, November the 11th. A lot of cool ceremonies. One of the things that's really cool, this is just a Kansas City thing, but you're driving down I-35 heading north, and for a half a mile along the side of the highway, there are thousands of flags that are stuck in the grass that's going up kind of on the banks on each side. It is stunning. I love it every year. It's just a beautiful thing. And we have a grocery store here locally, Hy-Vee. They offer all veterans a free breakfast, and they clear out like the whole front of the entire store, and they set up all of these tables, and they have this big buffet, and it's all the veterans come in, and it's a lot of camaraderie. It's so cool. So anyway, I'm getting off track here, but I just think I love all of that. It's fantastic. So, all right. So with the VA aid and attendance benefit, so there's a financial requirement. There is a care requirement, and then there's a service requirement. So remember I said 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war. Okay. So let me give you some dates. So for World War II, December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through December the 31st, 1946. These are the dates that would make a person eligible to receive this particular benefit, okay? Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. And then Vietnam, and I'm working with some of our younger clients with Senior Care Consulting and starting to help with placement services for some of our veterans who served in the Vietnam War. And this one has a little bit of a catch. So all veterans serving in Vietnam War, August the 5th, 1964, all the way through May 7th, 1975. And remember, for all of these date ranges that I just provided, you could have been stateside in a logistic or like some type of a support role, and maybe you never carried a rifle, maybe you never shot a rifle, you were not in the theater of war. However, Vietnam has a little bit of an asterisk. If you had boots on the ground in the Vietnam War, your date backs up all the way to February the 28th, 1961. So again, boots on the ground, you served in Vietnam, and again, boots on the ground, February 28, 1961. If you did not have boots on the ground for Vietnam War, your date starts August the 5th, 1964. And then again, all the way through May 7th, 1975. So, if you're missing some of this, you're trying to take notes, you can't remember it, you can go back and listen to the podcast or just give me a call. I'll be happy to provide this information for you. All right, so here's the payoff. The VA aid and attendance benefit, this is the reimbursement amount for 2025. Of course, that'll go up for 2026. I don't have those numbers yet. For a single veteran, a single veteran could receive a maximum of $2,358 every month as a thank you for your service. The surviving spouse of a veteran who has passed would receive a maximum of $1,515 per month. And then, those are the two main ones, married veteran, a maximum of $2,795. The two main categories that I deal with my firm Senior Care Consulting would be the surviving spouse or a single veteran, okay, who may have lost their spouse. Let me give you a quick example. Well, Steve, I mean, that's nice and everything, but I don't know, does that make that big of a difference? Well, let me show you this. This is a pretty good example. So let's say we have a veteran without the benefit. He has $150,000 in liquid assets. Income is $3,000 a month. Moved into an assisted living facility costing $7,000 a month. So we're short by $4,000 a month, right? Because our cost is seven, our income's three, so we're short by $4,000. Without the VA aid and attendance benefit, his money will last for 37 months, about 3 years, and then he's out of money. And then he's going to have to qualify for Medicaid at that point. and probably most likely have to move out of his assisted living apartment and to long-term care to qualify for that and qualify for Medicaid. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, listen to this drastic difference. The same veteran, $150,000 of assets, income of $3,000 a month. Now we also get to add to our income $2,358 a month because that's the VA aid and attendance benefit. So now our new income is $5,358. Our assisted living costs $7,000. So instead of being short by $4,000, we're only short by $1,642. And our $150,000 of assets will last us for 91 months, over twice. That extends your length of stay in this very realistic calculation here from about 3 years to over 7.5 years. It makes a huge difference. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you where you can get some help applying for the VA aid and attendance benefit.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, so we're talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit today. Thank you, veterans. Thank you so much for your service and your sacrifice. And thank you to your families, because the families also do their fair share so that you can defend us and protect our freedom. And we can't thank you enough. There's nothing we could do other than just to show our appreciation and just quite literally say thank you very, very much. So the VA aid and attendance benefit is for a veteran or the surviving spouse of a deceased veteran. It's a thank you for your service. We talked about all of the qualifications. Well, Steve, how do we go about applying for this? So you can go to, you can call your local VA and you can go about it that way. What I recommend all of my clients do is to contact the national headquarters of the VFW. The national headquarters of VFW happens to be right downtown in Kansas City, Missouri. Here's the phone number that will cut that will get you straight in to the aid and aid and attendance benefit assistance area of that of the VFW headquarters. 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. If that happens to be busy or if there are any issues with that whatsoever, let me give you the VFW main phone number, 816-756-3390. And just let them know that you need help filling out the application for the VA aid and attendance benefit. It's free of charge. They will help you do that. You don't have to be a member of the VFW. I've had Ron Cherry, great guy. He's a veteran service officer on the program several times before. And he said, hey, we're here to serve veterans and their families. And just talk to us. And if we can help you, we will help. So it's a great, great opportunity. It's something that now you know about. And if you even think you might qualify for that, I would definitely reach out and try to get some help filling out that application. I don't know how far behind they are in processing these things. It could be, you know, a couple of 2 or 3 months. Sometimes I've heard of, you know, 4 to 6 month turnaround. But what they'll do is once it's approved, they'll pay you retroactive to the application date. So if it's 3 months, they're going to pay you back 3 months in a lump sum check and then monthly thereafter. Okay. So be sure to check that out. So let's shift gears here, and I want to talk about something I usually talk about that this at this time of the year, pretty much every year. But did you know that there is a seasonal demand for senior care? And I think that catches a lot of people off guard. So, and a lot of people are like, well, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know. Why is that? And so I'm going to unpack that just a little bit. So let's just understand there every single day there's a demand for senior care, home care, assisted living, long-term care, general care, respite care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, all the above. There is always a demand for senior care. But the peak demand, we're coming right up on it. The peak demand for all of senior care is January, February, and well into March. I used to say January and February, but now I'm kind of seeing kind of the whole first quarter, January through March. Couple of reasons for that. So we're coming up into the holiday season, and it's a wonderful time of year. Families get together. Maybe you haven't seen your mom, or your dad, or your another elderly loved one since the last round of holidays. And what happens is families, again, they come in for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all the stuff. And they're like, oh, whoa, okay. Wow, we didn't see that on our FaceTime calls. we did not catch any of that. This is not a really a safe situation now. We need to talk about bringing in home care. We need to talk about maybe looking at assisted living, something like that. Let's just get through the holidays. It's not a crisis, but our eyes are very open. We are aware of the need, and then we're going to take action after the first of the year. So you'll have that situation. I call that this newly realized pent-up delayed demand, because you might see it in November, December, but you don't act upon it until January. And then you have a natural increase in illness, flu, pneumonia, COVID, I don't think is ever going away. We're falling on the ice and fracturing hips. Just all heck breaks loose, right? So in this miserable winter weather. So we have this natural increase during January and February and into March, along with that newly realized pent-up delayed demand, and boom, January, February, March, there will be literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families, and that equates to thousands of people flooding into the community and snapping up all of the open beds and apartments. It happens every single year. And then this year, at least in the state of Kansas, we have what I'll refer to as a wild card. And we might have some experts on the program here in 2 or 3 weeks to talk about this, but there are some proposed regulatory changes, again, in the state of Kansas, not in Missouri, even the state of Kansas, that may force many people from receiving care at home through a home care provider, may force them to assisted living. These changes would dramatically decrease the home care staff's ability to provide care for the home care patient. And then they would, and so what would happen is it's going to potentially, this is all just proposed, but it would force the home care provider to move from a Class B to a Class A licensure, which is going to take time and effort and money. I think a lot of the providers might just say, okay, we're just going to do companion services. We're not going to offer that heavier care. If they do move up to a Class A license, it could take 6, 9, 12 months to do that and get approved and be awarded that Class A licensure. All right. So this will cause at least a temporary increased demand for assisted living in the state of Kansas. So that's a wild card that's sitting out there. So what's going to happen is the people who get out now and in the next few weeks, maybe into, you know, mid to later December, those people are going to get out ahead of this crush, of this huge demand that's just going to go boom about the first week of January. It's going to explode. So the people who get out early, well, Steve, I don't know. I'm kind of getting in the holiday season and everything. I could see this coming, though. We weren't going to do anything until, you know, maybe spring or, you know, maybe after the first of the year. Well, if you put it off, you're going to be too late because we're going to have lengthy waiting lists. So that's why all of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, right, they work with us. We do the vast majority of work for you and on behalf of you and your family. You'll have 3 or 4 hours spent in that search and selection process, and that's it. I mean, that's one of the major benefits of Senior Care Consulting is you spend very little time going through that search and selection process. So if you wait, just expect a waiting list of 4 or 5 to turn into 15 or 20. And that's just what's going to happen. And you won't be able to move. Highly likely you won't be able to move into your preferred community. And then if you go through that search and selection process now or in the next few weeks here, ahead of that big surge in demand, you put your name on a waiting list or two. And then what happens is when your name percolates up to the number one position, they'll call you and they'll say, hey, we have an apartment available or we have a bed available. Are you ready to move? You can say, no, thanks. We're not quite ready to move. Call me the next time. Right. And then they'll call down the list, number 2, 3, 4, and 5 until someone takes that space. And then everyone moves up behind that person. And then they'll call you again and again and again until the timing is right for you. That's how a waiting list works. So I would rather drive the process than have the process tell me where I can take my loved one. If that makes sense to you, if you need help through that search and selection process, if you appreciate a premium level service, I mean, we do almost all the work for you, minimize your time invested. Give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, and we can definitely do that for you, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Wanted to share with you how we can help our clients, especially in these next few weeks as we head toward the end of the year. Man, the holidays are just coming right up, aren't they? Man, and I got to say, I'm not ready for it. I love Thanksgiving, and I do not skip over that one. I just feel so warm and fuzzy and close to family and all of that. I love every second of that. And then it's full on. Let's do Christmas here. So, and Christmas is my favorite, but, you gotta take care of business. And, you know, what if your mother is exhibiting some signs and symptoms of dementia that you were not aware of, and all of a sudden you have an issue that you have to deal with. I remember one of my clients, this was really, really early on, and she thought her mom was doing still pretty good, not too bad. And my client lived in Denver. Mom lived here in the Kansas City area. And she flew home, and like they did every single year for the past many decades, they made Christmas cookies together. That was just kind of one of their traditions. And she said, okay, Mom. She handed her the measuring cup. I need a cup of sugar. And she handed her mom the cup of sugar, and she turned around. She was cracking the eggs and all that kind of stuff. And then she kind of turned around, and her mom was sitting there just staring at this cup like, what am I supposed to do with this? And she realized what was going on, and she said, it took my breath away and broke my heart. And she said, okay, Mom, don't forget now. You just scoop up the sugar with this. That's right. So, but she said, at that point, I realized, oh my gosh, how many other things is she forgetting about? And is she leaving the stovetop burners on? And is she not locking her house? And as it turns out, she fell victim to some scam artists running around the neighborhood saying that, you know, her roof was damaged. And if you pay us $5,000 now, you can pay the other $4,000 when we get done, so we can bring the materials back and have our crews fix your roof. Of course, they never showed up. And she found that out. She's like, okay, we've got a big problem here. So you got to take care of business. You have to take care of your loved ones. You have to keep them safe. You have to get them care. You have to get them some help. So with Senior Care Consulting, our clients don't put things off. You know, a lot of people do. And if you do, I mean, that's okay. I'm trying to help you by warning you to not do that. But with Senior Care Consulting, our clients don't put things off. They take care of business. Our clients appreciate a knowledgeable expert to help guide them through one of the biggest decisions they'll ever make in their lifetime. Ever. Our clients appreciate a premium level service. And they're ready to go. They're like, you know what? I'm over my skis on this thing. I need some help, and we need your help, because we got to get this right. And I'm not just going to wing it. Our clients, I don't know how many times I've been told, I'm not going with one of these free services. I see the clear conflict of interest. They're taking us around to the places where they make all of this commission. What if there's a place that doesn't pay commission that we should be considering? This is just what's been reported to me from our clients from, you know, over all these years. So our clients are not interested in that. They're interested in expert guidance. They're interested in a firm that works directly for them and with them and on behalf of them and their beloved family members. They want someone who's 100% objective and unbiased. They want a service with integrity. And that is what we do with Senior Care Consulting. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800. It's 913-945-2800. If we miss you, please leave a message. We'll call you back as soon as we can. You could also visit our website. It's a really good website, seniorcareconsulting.com. And you can contact us through the website. Just fill out one of the contact forms, and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. But we can help you. We can help you turn this around very, very quickly, or we can get started. And then if you're going to be, you know, maybe out of town, maybe we start the process now, and then we'll tour when you get back in town. Maybe after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend there. Okay, whatever your situation is. But I would strongly, strongly encourage you to not put it off. Don't do that. I have been called so many times. Steve, we listened to your radio program, and we believed you. You're constantly saying, be proactive. Don't put it off. We knew we should have called you 6 months ago, but we didn't call you. And here we are, regretting that decision. How fast can you turn this around? I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. Let's do our best. And we do backflips to help you in that situation. We'll do backflips. Here's a little bit of the challenge, though. We're kind of, if you have to move right away, then we're limited to the places that have spaces available now. If you're proactive a little bit, and the place has 4 to 6 to 8, or maybe 2-3 month, 4 to 6 to 8 week waiting list, or maybe 2-3 month waiting list, and we're looking at moving after the first of the year, we can consider them because that's going to fit our time, our move parameters there. Okay, does that make sense? So again, don't put it off. Be proactive. You got to trust me on that one, folks. Even during the holidays, all we need is 3 or 4 hours of your time and you are done. The average person takes 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places. Our clients are done by 12:30, 1 o'clock, same day. Boom, done. If you appreciate a premium service, expert guidance, an objective and unbiased process, a process and a service with integrity, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And to our veterans, thank you so much. I've shared the story of my grandpa, Demetrio Cuevas. He served in World War II. He was out there, a lot of gunfire. He got shot in the knee, which I cannot imagine. And one of his buddies got shot and he couldn't move. So my grandpa, who just got shot in the knee, picked up his fellow soldier and carried him to safety. He was awarded the Purple Heart for that. Man, I'm proud of that. My mom, her buttons just burst telling that story and sharing that story of her dad. So that's awesome. So again, to all of our veterans, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day and everyone just showers you with love and praise and affection on November the 11th. And again, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.